Most of the seats on the Office of Hawaiian Affairs Board are up for grabs this election. 24 candidates are vying for 5 of the 9 spots on the OHA Board of Trustees. Kuhio Lewis is the CEO of the Council for Native Hawaiian Advancement.
The Office of Hawaiian Affairs over the years has become a major economic and political player. They have a trust worth nearly $600 million, you know, so they have capacity and they are influential in many respects. This is our chance to decide who will lead this $600 million trust.
OHA was established as a semi-autonomous state agency by the 1978 Hawaii State Constitutional Convention. The agency's mission is to use a portion of the revenues the state receives from public trust lands for the betterment of the conditions of Native Hawaiians. Here's Native Hawaiian scholar Daviana Pomaikai McGregor.
The vision of OHA was to be a form of self-determination for Native Hawaiians and to begin to have the state acknowledge that resources that it is managing, it rightfully belongs to the Native Hawaiian people, and to begin that process of turning over those assets to the Native Hawaiian people for eventual establishment of a sovereign Hawaiian entity.
Healani Sonora Pale heads Kalahui Hawaii Political Action Committee.
It actually has a lot of resources that it can utilize in terms of money, land, influence.
She says issues such as the long-term management of Mauna Kea and federal recognition for Native Hawaiians are coming to a head in coming years, and OHA's stance makes a difference. She says OHA impacts non-Hawaiians as well. Take homelessness, for example.
When you look at the houseless issue, our people make up 40% of the houseless in Hawaii. OHA can really make a dent in that. If they just address the houseless Kanaka Maoli, they can really help to alleviate a large portion of the houseless community.
OHA's election is open to all Hawaii residents, not just Native Hawaiians. Sonora Pale says a recent state audit critical of OHA's spending could lead to more residents voting in this race.
The audit has made people realize that they need to pay more attention to what's going on at OHA. When it comes to this election, I think people are ready for new leadership because they're looking at the audit and they're thinking, this can't happen again.
OHA trustees serve 4-year terms with no term limit. The average term for the current board is 11 years. Lewis, a former OHA employee who once ran for trustee, hopes voters will choose by more than just name recognition.
I think 5 of the 9 trustees, their name starts with A. So perhaps people don't know who to vote for, so they're just going from whoever's at the top of the ballot. So I would really encourage the public. I know it's more work for you, but voting with some background and understanding, it's really important.
On the ballot this Saturday will be candidates for the OOO seat as well as 3 at-large seats. The Maui trustee race will be decided in the general election because there are only 2 candidates. Kuvehiraishi, HPR News.